Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yes, I am Fabrice Fozzo, the founder and CEO of Bantufin. Bantufin is a platform that makes individual owns their financial trust score, unlike credit score agency. So basically, the problem that we are trying to tackle is the fact that the mainstream credit score agency usually is complex to understand.
Yeah.
It is difficult to share. You know, you just know that if you activate too much, you might be hit by some penalty.
Right.
And also, you cannot move with it. So our platform helps people have build a financial trust score based on their viability on paying the engagement, which is simple to understand, based on the 5-star, easy to share because they own it, therefore they can share it, and also that they can move with it as you own it. If, let's say, you move from here to Toronto, you're going to France, you can still have something that could help you make your financial inclusion. So that's a bit what we are doing.
Okay, so rather than, say, Equifax, right, where you look at it and you're like, no idea. My father was in that industry. I have no idea what those numbers mean.
Yeah.
No matter how much explanation I got, I still don't get it.
Exactly.
So instead of all of that complexity,
it's a
straightforward, non-regionally specific financial indicator.
Exactly. You know, and there's so many books. It's not only you, actually, even me. You know, sometimes you just say, and sometimes it's just polarizing. Either you have a good one or you don't have a good one.
Uh-huh.
You know? But in between, there's many things also, you know.
Right.
And actually, the idea came to us when I was hosting a friend, you know, who was coming from abroad. You know, he came, and as he was looking for his first apartment, people start to ask him, do you have a credit score? You know, because he was just coming. And he starts asking me, and then I'm wondering, okay, what is it? How do you build it? I start saying, you don't even know how you're building it.
Uh-huh.
And also, when you're renting something, what does it mean when you're renting an apartment if you have a good credit score? It doesn't guarantee you that you'll be paying your
Not rent. At all.
So that's why, actually, through our platform, we really realized that what is trust in finance is really, are you paying on time, and
right.
when are you paying? So through our platform, people can connect. The first is easy to register, and then people can connect. We connect them with their business partner. You know, it could be your landlord, it could be your utility bills and all those elements. Through that, you know, you're setting up different engagement plan, which is recurrent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are paying them, you know, you're owning part of those data because we are profiling you, you know. On a 5-star, easy to understand, you know. And then as things move along, Equifax and the other can still do their job. You know, you are not competing with them. You are just providing an alternative for people to own a part of that data.
Okay.
And then as we believe that the world will be moving in the network economy, you know, in 5 years, 10 years, I'm sure that when you need $200, you might just check around like Uber, you know, and you check who's around. And then you just want to make sure that, hey, is that person, can I trust him? And then you need to be able to share it. Through our platform, you just share it, and so that's a bit. Our vision is, how do we empower people to own a bit of that complexity,
sure.
you know, and also how do we make them more proactive, in the sense that as the current situation, you just sit down, you make your things, and then one day a number pop up. This is your score. Okay.
Yeah.
And you cannot do much about it.
Yeah.
Why not just sitting down, because the new currency is data, you know, through our platform, we help you document it, we help you consolidate it, and as you're consolidating, you have, I will not say you can get a Ferrari with that score, but at least you own something that can help you negotiate in your day-to-day activity.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not, the goal here isn't to try and usurp or replace TransUnion or Equifax. It's an additional piece to the puzzle. These show what they show to the people who know what they mean.
Yeah.
Which is certainly not us. Like, I looked into a car. Well, I lost 7 points on my score.
What?
That's complex and weird. This is just another piece.
Exactly.
Just to to show your payment history on the things that you're paying for.
Exactly. And you own it. It's not even your payment history, you know, because we still manage the privacy, you know. You own that one, but we provide it on the score. So you're not sharing all your payment.
Right.
You know? You're just sharing a kind of indicator, you know, of how you behave. And because it's so simple, everywhere in the world you go, you can present it.
Okay.
So as we're moving forward, the ambition is to really to create that network, you know, where it will make sense, you know. For bigger things, you know, at least we are still at Alpha, we will see how we're going on. For bigger things, we do believe that you still need to go through the conventional banking system. Just as now the day, the alternative banking system is for more regular day-to-day activity. But we do believe that there's so many transactions going on day-to-day activity that could make sense for everyone. As we are not understanding what is going on in the bigger box of those agencies, what is it not simple to just carry on your own and be able to make sense of it into your community? So that's what we're doing.
That makes sense. Now, I think I understand how Equifax and TransUnion and how they get their data.
Yes.
How do you get the data?
Actually, we are building with the user, our user.
Okay.
So the ambition on the beta version that we are looking to launch is to add an API that will help us connect with business. So basically, you'll be connecting with your business partner. Let's say your telephone bills, let's say your rental. You'll go there and take those data regarding your different engagement. It could be your bills, you know. It could be actually a micro lend that you provide to someone or that somebody is providing to you. So you still own it. It's not us. And that's the difference a bit on how we see this. It's kind of you taking a bit ownership of it, you know. In at the different of what we have been told, where you do what you want, and then people come and they dig inside your data. So you give them access to their bank account and all those other things. We don't want to get inside that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We are just facilitating you in that process of, you know, taking ownership on that part of your data. So the API will connect you. There's two ways. The API connecting with some of the business. We are looking forward for some partnership.
So you could have companies that do voluntary reporting.
Not even voluntary, it's like sending you your bills.
Yeah.
So you just refer that, okay, I want my bill to be sent through Bantufin. And then through that, the payment plan is organized. And as it's organized, you know.
Got it.
As you go through, you just update your different elements. And those data, you own it also, you know. On a certain level also, you can enter it manually. Let's say you have you're renting a house or an apartment, you're a small business, and you want to start providing payment plan to people. You come through our platform, you click, you connect with the person in your network, and you profile, you just say, every week he'll pay me $10 or this kind of thing. So is that from that perspective a bit, you know. And I think that on the MVP, because we have MVP, it was manually done. We have some user, private user, who get a lot of feedback, you know. We are pivoting now with the beta version that we are planning to launch in 1 month, and which we want to add also that API that will help us connect with some of the business to facilitate the process. So it's a, how can I say, it's simple to use, but the person still need, the person is just doing what he used to do, but the idea is not to keep it centralized in one area and therefore build it up. And we are planning, of course, Alpha, we are still small team, you know, it's just a work of 4 or 3 people. As the team get bigger, you know, we're looking forward to strengthen the engine of that score and keeping on our vision of just empowering people, not getting inside their day-to-day data, but seeing how we can make them own it at the higher level and let the other player who are usually doing it dig inside those privacy and other other element.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your revenue model here? How do you plan to keep the lights on?
On subscription base, actually. You know, the revenue model on subscription base.
Okay.
You know, on one side, through businesses, let's say with the business that we could partner, because the good news also on that process is that the incentive for the individual, right, is probably to own that data, to be able to understand it. But on the other flip side, the incentive for the business is actually for him to be more specific on the behavior of the people. Let's say, for example, like when I explain in terms of real estate, you know, the credit score is broad, 800. It just came out 800. Okay, you have a good credit score, but what is the segmentation?
Right.
Are you really kind of the good person for my business? Because actually it's telling me that you're a good client of a bank.
Right.
Right? So the incentive on the other side is the fact that for the business side, as they will be building that, let's say, with their customer, they will be able to have the specificity. So when we come the time now, let's say, to go and get the new telephone services, you could really see how do you behave with your payment of telephone.
Right.
Because the reality, how we feel, the reality in the world, that is a world of priority. When you get money, where do you start? You know, it's not that you are not paying your credit card and all those elements.
Right.
It might be just you prefer to start with your rent and then
go
the other way. Or you prefer to start with your credit card and then the rent wait. So the incentive from the business side will be that they can have that specificity. So
right.
on our business model, there is a payment fee, a subscription for individuals, a subscription also for business,
okay.
you know. And that's how we are intending. And based
gotcha.
On the volume of transaction or the number of engagement that the person is looking to
gotcha.
Do. And there will be a free one, of course, for people to try it and explore with a limited setting around it.
Okay.
Okay.
So like, if I'm... As a business,
yes.
if I am a telecom
yes.
and I get the score and I see, well, they have bailed out on Verizon and AT&T in the past, maybe I'm not interested in getting into that. But if they're looking for an apartment
yeah.
and I'm an apartment owner and I see... Well, they always pay their rent.
Yeah.
So that, you know, a 680 might just ruin your chances no matter what you're going for. But with this,
yeah.
you've proven that you always pay your rent. There has never been a problem with rent. So that apartment complex owner is like, yes, this is good. And the telecom operator goes, all right, you're a risk. You need to put a deposit down.
Exactly. That's a bit that breakdown, you know.
Okay.
And actually, the good thing is that when I was discussing on my booth, the reality came with some people visiting. You say, hey, I'm a homeowner. It's happened to me. The guy came and have a bad score. And when I called his president, landlord, they told me, oh, this guy is wonderful. You
mm-hmm.
know, he's paying always on time. He's doing his all. So that's exactly that reality.
Okay.
It should not be good or bad. We know that there's a history in between uh-huh. many things, you know.
Sure.
And the ambition is just to provide everyone with an opportunity to share or to own a bit of that data and make the market more flexible from that perspective. Now,
gotcha.
If you're going for a loan of buying a Ferrari, like I say, a big house, I do believe that the complexity get in and then you can do it.
Of course.
Because our mission is connecting the world through shared financial trust.
Okay.
We want you when, let's say, tomorrow you go to Johannesburg, you know, you're able to get something, you know. That is credible, you know, and it may not solve all the problem, but at least it's better than zero.
Yeah.
And
right.
it's better than not having something that no one will understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a thing that's non-specific.
Exactly.
Just 760. Great.
Yeah.
So some creditors are happy with you and some aren't.
Even you yeah. just don't know.
Yeah, like where's the line, you know?
Yeah, that's really great. So you've done your prototype. You're doing some testing now.
Yes.
You're hoping to go wide yeah. within a month.
Exactly. Within
okay.
a month, you're looking to go wide. I was supposed to come here with my developer. He's becoming a daddy very soon. So actually, that was so high to my team and all those people. And yeah, the idea here is actually we have been through that process, and to move on the beta side, we need to build also a full-time team. You know, that's why we came here, to get exposure, to meet some investor also, and hopefully to be able to consolidate and team. And we're definitely looking to going live on the beta version in 1 month. And, you know, the feedback have been very positive, you know, because we have been on private mode, you know, getting some feedback from different people, from cooperative of habitation to microfinance institution
nice.
To, you know, real estate. I think the scope is very interesting. And also the good perspective also through that element is the fact that in emerging economy, there's no credit score.
Right, right.
And in those economies, they don't want something complex. So that's also why we are also looking from that perspective.
Yeah.
Also in terms of immigration, you know, let's say an immigrant sometime, when he travel, he come, let's say in Canada, like in my case, mm-hmm. they say there is no credit score. Like if you have never made any transaction, but through our platform, the ambition is also to kind of connect with those emerging markets. Mobile
yeah.
money is 1.3 billion every day as transactions through mobile money.
Wow.
1.3. And so we also want to give the opportunity to institution there to have a way to kind
yeah.
of evaluate the trustworthiness of people. So the market also is targeting those area of the world.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what has been your goal here? That networking?
Exactly. That networking, you know, collision, seeing many people, seeing what's going on, having the opportunity to be invited by Plug Heath, you know, thank you very much. You
Absolutely.
Know, it's wonderful what you're doing. You know, when your startup is always good. Meeting some investor and, you know, understanding a bit the landscape. And I have been very, you know, happy to be here. You know, I think it's a wonderful event. It really makes sense, the name. When I came, I was like, collision. Why did I call collision? You know, and it's just bumping on so interesting people coming from different perspectives.
Definitely.
And, yeah, and that's just sparked something in the entrepreneur head. And, yeah, so the ambition was to kind of meet some investor, learn about the ecosystem, and, you know, see how we can push our product and how we can partner with some beta of alpha, which is actually a bit going on because I have some card of people who are saying, hey, you know, I like that thing. You know, and
very cool.
Yeah, this is all a learning experience at this stage, so try to sponge it up, you know.
Exactly, and that's all about entrepreneurship, I think. It's always a learning experience and, you know, and collision, right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
I once had I'm a software engineer, and I once had an intern say, I don't know what I'm doing. And we're like, yeah, that's the process of engineering, is always being in that position of,
but not giving up and just figure out.
That's the same thing with entrepreneurs.
I would say, and entrepreneurs are just business engineers. That's
exactly. Engineered.
So,
yeah, exactly.
So it's just navigating
through.
I'll figure it out. I'll get there. I'll find the right person to ask the right question to.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of those right people here to ask those questions to.
Definitely.
Well, cool. If people want to find out more about your platform and what you're up to, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can go for now on www.bantufin.com. We also have a Facebook page, Bantufin, BANTUFIN.com. So we are on Facebook, on Twitter, and more announcements will come out as we are getting excited about the beta, so it will be more engaged, definitely. So
Very cool.
And we're based in Montreal, and if you're from Montreal, you can also come and knock in our place. Yeah.
Very cool.
Definitely.
Super.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about this, and I can't wait to see it in action.
Super. Yeah. I will keep you updated.
Excellent.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you.